Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Some a bigger beast and we raking up one one with motorbike as we scraping.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, the 25th of March, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I play that song because Shying Bahamas has an open verse challenge. Aaron and I had a debate on whether it's appropriate to play such a Bahamian song during
Is it appropriate to play such a Bahamian song?
Yes, yeah,
always appropriate to play Bahamian
even though today is Holy Week.
The question is not, Nuri.
You're
the question is whether it's appropriate to play a song of that nature in Holy Week, but not whether it's appropriate to play a Bahamian song.
No, that was such a Bahamian song during Holy Week, because I wanted to play that because of the open verse.
You mean a song that's title is Feel Like Whining?
Nothing
I would say
whining.
That the more appropriate place to have played it would have been any day before Palm Sunday?
Hmm.
What did the Sunday was?
I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, Palm Sunday. Yes, I see people walking the palms.
Right. Any day, because that signals the end of Lent.
Okay, Lent is over on Palm Sunday.
I think so.
Okay. Same topic. I'm not mentioning moving quite from Shying Bahamas in his open verse because it's awesome. Bahamas are coming out like crazy to support him and do that verse. I would encourage people to listen to it.
No, to support each other.
To support
right?
each other, you think?
Yeah, pause. I mean, when you say to support him, right? Mm-hmm. He would say, you're not supporting me, we are supporting each other. He was the person who said, look, I got the capacity right now. Let me do one. And let's do it rake and scrape, right? Because I think a part of the allure of the open verse challenge offered by, I'm just going to call her Vanilla Wafer, because I think that's cute, right? By Vanilla Wafer, is the challenge, right? Is that you get to fuse your Bahamian sound with a more mainstream global North sound, right? I think that encouraged a lot of people to jump on board and the potential exposure of being fused with this global North sound.
Cool.
What is beautiful about this is we put in Rake and Scrape at the center of it. So when Vanilla Wafer or Nilla Villa, Villa Nilla, when she performed her song.
How we been talking about foreigners?
Right?
We're talking about Shine.
When she performed her song. Pardon me.
Yes, I see you talking to someone on your phone. But my point is, I wanted to celebrate Shine, and you say by extension, celebrate all those persons who have participated in that. And that's why I started off the show with that, because I wanted. Go ahead.
Yeah. This center's Rake and Scrape, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm hoping to hear is a bunch of other Bahamian sounds fusing with Rake and Scrape.
Yes.
Right? Now is time for Twin Dem and Capone and
some people them, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to get some of the younger people named because they were featured. She chose a Bahamian duo.
Like I said, I'm not sure why we talk about the foreign lady. I don't really like her music.
But that's the impetus. See, that's the impetus. That's where this moment began.
Yeah, but I don't like her.
We don't have to like her.
So let's talk with Shine. There you go. Just Shine. She ain't important.
The point is that that's what spurred Shine's movement.
Once we talk
and
with Shine.
And so now, with Rake and Scrape at the center, I think the beauty of this moment is to fuse a whole bunch of other Bahamian sounds with Rake and Scrape. right? So we have the different styles of rake and scrape. You got the dirty Nagua rake. Then you got that old school Elon Moxie, ancient man rake and scrape. You got a Phil Stubbs storytelling rake and scrape. You got a Stelit party animal rake and scrape. There's all kinds of different types of rake and scrape. But then you got a boy like Johnny Cake, who's versatile. He does R&B rake and scrape and hip hop.
Yes. Let's transition.
Sure. No problem.
Yes. We are having an open line Monday today. That means you can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about, and we'll see. We do some commentary on that. We also have one or two articles, at least I put one or two articles that I want Aaron to do some commentary on, to expand on, so that should be exciting. And also what's trending on social media. I know we have a number of texts from the other show, Aaron's show, on the clock. I want to also read also, but I want to start off with this. Mr. Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell, Fred Mitchell, Frederick Mitchell, Audley Mitchell, is the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. Mm-hmm. And as the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, he gives some commentary to defend his party policy along with the prime minister. And the headlines read, and I'm going to have Aaron read that to, inside the record. Mitchell, FNM must want the PM to walk to work. The audacity of the FNM, the political party, Free National Movement, is complaining about the prime minister's new car. Apparently, we purchased a new car for the prime minister, apparently. And the FNM is complaining that the car is too pricey, too expensive for a third world developing country. Right? And Mr. Mitchell, the chairman, as his part of his job, is defending the purchase of the car and said, y'all must he want our prime minister to walk. So I want to read that into the to the records, and we can do some introspection, interrogation of that.
All right. Reading from today's Nassau Guardian, Mitchell, FNM must want PM to walk to work. Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said the purchase of a new car for use by the prime minister was, quote, rational and logical, close quotes, and said it sounds as if the opposition wants the prime minister to walk to work. Quote, you have today the real possibility of sensible policies, undoubtedly good for the Bahamas, being decided and derailed by a jealous and begrudgeful FNM party, the party of no. And they feed rumor, innuendo, and they set up trying to a false class war between us and them, said Mitchell in a recent voice note to party supporters.
What does he mean by false class war? And what does class war mean?
Okay, so a class war. Mr. Mitchell is suggesting that the FNM are pitting the working class people with non-working class people. People who could ride the car and don't have to worry about where gas coming from. He is saying that the FNM are trying to create a false dichotomy, like, not dichotomy, that's not the right word, like a false opposition. Like, the FNM are all rich people, and they must want the PLP, who's supposed to be poor people, to walk. But here's my thing. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with walking?
What do you mean, what's wrong?
God, how about I mean, so many people have to walk. Here's my thing. As a prime minister, to be able to govern effectively, surely one of the most important things you need to be able to practice is empathy. Right? If poor people have to catch the bus to work and that doesn't make them less of a person, then what's the problem with the prime minister catching the bus to work?
You can't catch the bus. You need a luxury car.
Pause. If you had said he needed a car, I would agree with you.
No, he needs a luxury car befitting of a prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Why does he need... Okay, that's cool, because befitting of the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I will buy him a small Japanese car. 5 years old. No. So he got 5 years before it hits the 10-year limit. Why does he need a luxury car, sir?
Because we have the third highest GDP.
They don't keep it at PMH Hospital, though.
Yeah, but we have to have a car that represents the status of the Bahamas.
The status of a political or an economics construct, or the status of the people that actually live here?
We, the Bahamian people, want our leader to have a nice car.
I think it's the chairman of the PLP that is inciting a false class war. Because surely the prime minister should be prepared to do whatever it is that an ordinary citizen of the Bahamas has to do to live and survive.
Well, I have no problem with the Prime Minister having a $200,000 car, $500,000 car, or $1 million car. Let him drive.
On which roads?
That's what happened to the last car. The roads are horrendous. And now we realize that the control arm of the Prime Minister's last car is what...
Oh, did you see that in an official... If I read this article right now, conflict
you
on details...
You're so fine, it's a control arm.
If I read the article, conflict on details of PM's new car, in this article, will somebody tell me that the control arm on the last car broke?
It's a control arm on the Prime Minister's car because the roads are bad.
See,
we have a road crisis in the Bahamas.
Before I question whether... the cost of the car is too much. What I want to know is, why does the car cost so much? It was intimated in last week's media that there are security upgrades being added to the car, which is what is driving the cost so high. And so my question would be, if that is true, what information, right? What information that the government is privy to led it to insist or ensure that these security features are in the Prime Minister's vehicle? Are we concerned about a foreign threat? Are we concerned about an internal threat?
We're just safe. We just want to operate.
Well, see, okay. Because if you tell me the Prime Minister can't walk or catch the bus because of security concerns, I tell you that's fair.
We've only had one prime minister at the point in time, deputy prime minister, who has been held hostage by gunpoint in his home, him and his wife. One prime minister that's happened to. He needs as much security as he can get.
This is the point. I mean, if you tell me that the car has been upgraded with security features and there is a security threat, then I could understand that. But tell us that.
They didn't tell us that.
Right?
How much is the car pre-installation of all these features?
Well, listen, we haven't... I'm going to read this headline. Conflict on details of PM's new car.
What kind of conflict?
Well, let's read the article and find out.
Okay.
While the Office of the Prime Minister said in a statement last Wednesday that Prime Minister Philip Davis is currently in a BMW that has been, quote, temporarily loaned, close quotes.
Someone loaned him a car? That's nice.
And a new vehicle has been, quote, purchased, close quotes. Financial Secretary Simon Wilson said 2 days earlier that the Prime Minister is in a, quote, rental, close quote, vehicle.
Wait, either he is renting the car or someone loaned him the car. Or the person who loaned the car is now getting a fee for lending him the car.
Let's go back to the top of the article and read again.
Is this a private car now? Or this is from a company that you lease the car? Or can I lease it from my cousin? Say, cousin, let me your car. When you get
I mean, you could lease a car from your cousin. You'd have a lease agreement. So the question is there a lease agreement or is there a loan agreement? While the Office of the Prime Minister said in a statement last Wednesday that PM Davis is currently in a BMW that has been temporarily loaned and a new vehicle has been purchased, Financial Secretary Simon Wilson said 2 days earlier that the Prime Minister is in a, quote, rental, close quotes, vehicle, and that the new vehicle being acquired will be, quote, leased, close quotes, and not purchased, as leasing is the policy of the government in the acquisition of vehicles, the exception being police vehicles.
You're confusing me.
I'm confusing you?
Because that don't make no sense. I know for a fact the Office of the Prime Minister is quite aware of what they're doing. They're leasing or they're purchasing, or if they say they borrow a car, they loan the car, I'm sure the Director of Communication know that they borrow the car and who they borrow the car from. Now, if Simon Wilson, the Financial Secretary, is saying that he paying a bill, but he ain't know who he paying the bill for, but he know for a fact he ain't a borrowed car. He paying the lease for something else.
Well, let me continue reading. Quote, I don't know the exact figure, close quotes, said Wilson when asked how much the government is spending to rent the car the Prime Minister is currently using. Quote, I don't get involved in the details. That's done by the Office of the Prime Minister.
Can you pause right there?
Yeah.
So someone in the Office of the Prime Minister sought out a loaner car, which they created a lease. And they created a private lease agreement amongst that person, I assume. And then they informed the financial secretary about how much the lease would be. That's what it's saying?
That's not what it's saying.
But what is it saying?
I'm not sure what it's saying, but I will continue to read the words as they are printed.
I need someone to interpret
the words. So we could interrogate what these words mean.
Hmm.
I thought you were going to pause to interrogate what Mr. Wilson means when he says, quote, "I don't get involved in the details. That's done by the office of the prime minister."
And that's what I said. The office of the prime minister, someone in there negotiated the lease.
Shouldn't the financial secretary be aware of all of the details?
He just signed a check. Whatever they'd agreed to. If they agreed to $10,000,
you know,
$20,000.
When we were talking about insurance earlier, I thought you were referencing, in the United States, there's this new technology that if you've been convicted of a driving under the influence offense, right?
Mm.
And you now are able to drive again. They can install a device in your car that requires you to give a breath test before the vehicle will start. And if you have alcohol, if you're over the limit, right? The prescribed limit, the car will not start. I think that all pens, all senior official pens, have to have a similar device. If they can't prove that they know all of the details involved, then the pen won't work.
Mm.
The pen just won't work. Because you shouldn't sign something if you don't know all the details, right?
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
I wonder if he can get the information. So I said, since I don't have it readily, my next report on this, or I'm going to send out a press release.
Well, let me continue reading from the article, because he may say that in the article, right?
Okay, let's see.
I continue again. Quote, "I don't get involved in the details. That's done by the office of the prime minister. He's renting one vehicle as his official," and we turn to page A7, "as his official vehicle. Quote, what probably we will do is we will trade in at least one of those, in parentheses, current vehicles, in parentheses, the PM has, close parentheses, to get a credit if we decide to purchase a vehicle. So whatever invoice you see, if that invoice is factual, will be adjusted by the trade-in value of one of those vehicles that we have."
You mentioned the word purchase, and you said only police cars are purchased earlier. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming that this purchase one is still a police car, that like the escort car of the lease car?
I would not be able to determine that from the words in this article.
So which kind of car is purchased? He said that only police cars are purchased.
Not he said that. The article says that.
Read
right?
that part again.
The article says
that... Financial Secretary, Mr. Wilson. Read that part again.
Okay, we go back to page one. Financial Secretary Simon Wilson said 2 days earlier that the Prime Minister is in a, quote, rental, close quotes, vehicle.
Okay.
Everything in quotation is Wilson's words.
Yes.
And that the new vehicle will be, the new vehicle being acquired will be, quote, leased, close quotes.
Okay.
And not purchased, okay. As leasing is the policy of the government in the acquisition of vehicles, the exception being police vehicles.
See?
No, the writer of the article says that, not Simon Wilson himself.
Mm.
Those words were not in quotation.
Okay.
So the writer of the article says that,
mm.
that as leasing is the policy of the government in the acquisition of vehicles, the exception being police vehicles. We go on to the article, and it says... Quote, this is Financial Secretary speaking now. Quote, "I don't get involved in the details. That's done by the Office of the Prime Minister. He's renting one vehicle as his official vehicle."
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "What probably we will do is we will trade in at least one of those current in parentheses vehicles."
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the leased vehicles.
Right.
Okay.
"The PM has in parentheses.
The fleet.
To get a credit if we decide to purchase a vehicle. So whatever invoice you see, if that invoice is factual, will be adjusted by the trade-in value of one of those vehicles that we have.
I see we have a caller here. Let me go to the caller. But didn't I remember seeing an article saying that something is wrong with one of the PM's vehicle or his mean vehicle?
Yeah, I think I would have read that also. But again, I stand to be corrected.
Yes. Let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Caller. Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing?
No. I don't never want to see my government looking shabby in any way, shape, and form. I remember Finland, what I was proud of, when he had a voice race. And he looked like the president of the United States. I think we should need to push his voice race for all the prime ministers. And a prime minister resident. A nice area will be Finland House by that and turn into a prime minister resident. But they need a voice race, need a resident. Bahamas is a multifaceted millionaire, billionaire country, and I think we need to start showing it for now and the future. What y'all say?
I ain't comment on that at all. But thanks very much.
I mean, we could show it by building a functioning world-class hospital.
Or perhaps one of those dilapidated mansions that we purchased that is laying dilapidated by NIB.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we could use that as one of the prime minister's houses. Maybe.
Yeah.
I would say.
You want me to continue reading from the article
or let's hit some text? No, finish reading the article.
All right.
Let's conclude that article.
We return to pay. It's long. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole thing, sir. The matter became an issue after the invoice for the purchase of $192,000 BMW was widely circulated on social media last week.
Is this a lease vehicle here or is it a purchase of...
The matter became... I'm going to continue to read from the article, Conflict on Details of PM's New Car. We're on page 7. The matter became an issue after the invoice for the purchase of $192,000 BMW was widely circulated on social media last week, with some observers claiming the purchase was outrageous as the government continues to run a substantial deficit. At the time Wilson spoke with the Nassau Guardian last Monday, he said he had not seen the invoice that was circulating. After it was sent to him by the Guardian, Wilson said, quote, "That's not an invoice to be paid. That's a duty exemption." Wilson added, "I don't think it's $192,000 because what we do is a lease and then we roll over. I don't like to purchase vehicles. If you look at the price of the Mercedes, it was purchased under the Ingram administration, you would be quite surprised that this actually is a deal."
So we are purchasing vehicles. So it's not really the policy.
No, I don't think that's what he's saying.
So he said someone purchased a vehicle.
Wilson added, quote, "I didn't think it's $192,000 because what we do is a lease and then we roll over. I don't like to purchase vehicles," he said. Wilson said it is important to put the correct information in the public domain. Quote, "It's important and the correct information is the government of the Bahamas has a policy of leasing vehicles, and that could be verified not just by me, but by my predecessors as well at both car dealerships," he said. Quote, "The correct information is that the Prime Minister's official vehicles are down. The Mercedes has been condemned, and the Lexus needs a very, very expensive part. We are exploring the options we have to replace those vehicles. Currently, the Prime Minister is renting a vehicle," close quotes. Wilson stressed, quote, "We don't purchase vehicles. We lease vehicles from Auto Mall. We lease vehicles for judges. Let's speak about vehicles for the Prime Minister so that you can understand. The Prime Minister has two official vehicles, a Mercedes that is 15 years old that costs close to $300,000 to replace, and a Lexus that is down now because we need a part for $24,000.
Yeah, that's that thing I was talking about.
Quote, "He is currently driving a rental vehicle as his official vehicle. We have been in discussion with various car dealers on what is an appropriate vehicle for the Prime Minister. Quote, we would like a vehicle which is electric or hybrid in keeping with what we want to accomplish." Stick a pin.
My question.
How many electric car repair shops do we have in country. How many electric car expert technicians are available to the government service to maintain the vehicle?
The dealership will be responsible for doing that.
My thing is, if I'm leasing a car, I'm coming to you right now, Colin. If I'm leasing a car, I have a lease agreement with a car dealership, and my car is down, wouldn't it be logical to drop off my car and get another one? Why rent someone's personal vehicle? Why not go to the dealership and say, I need another lease? Why rent someone's vehicle? And is it wrong for me to ask who is the person's, who's the owner of this vehicle I'm renting? Is it the car? It wouldn't be renting a car dealership vehicle, right? It'll still be a lease. So who car are we renting? It sounds like a personal person car. Let's go to the caller. Let's read it afterwards. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm inclined a little bit to have for him to have a nice car.
Yeah, we cool with a nice car.
Right, but now, but with that car, only him and his driver is going to be in that car. What about 3 MRI machines in the hospital for the people?
Man, that's a different budget.
And if you buy 3 of those, it might everybody, with the amount of people in the Bahamas, it might wake up to $5 if everybody put in for machines. The people, are you supposed to be working for the people? We need MRI machines so we don't have to go pay $700 to these private people who are making a killing or from the insurance and from the public who go to get MRIs done. We're supposed to have at least 3 in that hospital so you don't have to make an appointment and wait months to get the use of the machine. When he get his car, get us 3 MRI machines at the same time.
Absolutely.
And I would understand all that. Because as it stands, only him wasn't going to be in that car, but the MRI would be for the people.
That's a different budget. You just don't want my prime minister to drive smooth.
Thank you, caller.
The caller just don't want my prime minister to drive smooth. I believe my prime minister needs to be in a luxury car. I am concerned about who he renting this car from. I am concerned that he didn't rent the car from one of those reputable, just my assumption, one of those car dealership that he gone private. And I'm assuming, why couldn't he lease a car from the car dealership again? Why there's a delay to say, hey, I have 2 cars, 1 down. I'm going to start the leasing process so I can lease another car. Why rent a car from somebody?
Producer, please pull the next caller up while I bait Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. The hook on in the other hand, Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. Wilson asks why the acquisition of a vehicle would be news given the age of the vehicles in the Prime Minister's fleet. I want to get back and answer that after the caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how are you all this morning?
Good, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Okay, let me ask you all a quick personal question. I mean, pertaining to this issue. Mm-hmm. Does the Prime Minister purchase his own vehicle, or there is a group in his office that is responsible for that?
The Minister of Finance is the sole person who signs off on the check. I'm not
he
sure who the
check, but yeah, listen,
I'm not sure. Hold on, one minute. I'm not sure if the Minister of Finance would be the person who finally signs off, but he's the person who signs off. So yes.
All right. So let me ask you another question, Mr. Nuri. What is Simon Wilson's job?
Well, he doesn't know how much the leasing costs, so he's the one who.
No, I asked you what is his job. I didn't ask you about the leasing.
He's a financial secretary.
Okay, if he came to your station and he explained to you the position on this, so you are saying that Mr. Wilson is lying?
We're reading what Mr. Wilson is saying. So there's
yeah,
no
but I'm
need.
Saying,
for,
but he was to your station last week too, also, right? That's what you said a while ago.
That's not me. But I'm saying that we are reading what Mr. Wilson is saying. That's why we go into the newspaper.
Okay.
And
now,
we are interrogating.
Does Mr. Wilson work for both governments?
He does, but technically he was on leave during the last administration.
But he was working for the former administration before he was on leave, right?
The financial secretary is a public service position.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Before
so
Marlon Johnson came to be the financial secretary under the last administration, wasn't Mr. Wilson employed
yes.
by the government?
Yes.
Okay. And he went on leave, but now he's back, right? And now he's explaining to you guys what really normally takes place with prime minister's vehicles, right?
Yes.
What,
and
so
this
what's
is
the
what,
big issue?
No,
okay, pause,
no,
pause.
No, no, wait a minute, Darren.
Yeah, yeah.
The issue here is that the office of the prime minister is saying something completely contrary
to what it said earlier.
So two different explanations. One, either the office of the prime minister is what they're saying is true, or there's the financial secretary, what he's saying is true. But at this present time, we have two different explanations. And
all
I
right,
ask,
so let
you,
me ask you,
hold on, no, 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 hold on. So I asked you, are you saying the director of communication lying, or are you saying that the financial secretary is lying? We are just in... Saying the
I'm
two
not
different
saying
sides.
Anybody's lying. Maybe it might have been a miscommunication between
and that's
both
the
parties,
whole
right?
conversation. But you come, and that's the whole conversation right now. And you,
no,
you
but
came.
What I'm saying to you, sir, doesn't the law state how a prime minister vehicle is purchased? If you said it been purchased, doesn't the law state that?
Again, we read.
So is it hard to get the rule of law to prove what is right from what is wrong?
There is no law.
There is no law?
Because I'm going to read it again, because you wasn't listening, clearly. There's a policy, and this is
what
I've been reading.
What is the policy?
Not a law.
Well, what is the policy?
Sir,
not
Simon,
a law.
Okay, Simon Wilson. Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's a couple of things going on here. Because it appeared to me for a second there, you suggested that we are calling somebody a liar.
No,
and
I never
okay,
suggested
good.
That. That's what you... you
no,
know,
no,
that's
no.
Thinking, ma'am.
No,
I
no.
never said that.
Sir, because all we're doing is reading from the article entitled... conflict on details
but
of
you
PM's.
You can't put words in my mouth and say, I'm suggesting, ma'am. I never did that.
No, I said...
I'm simply asking the question like you guys are doing.
No, no, okay? Sir. Pause. Producer, put the caller on mute. Just put him on mute. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Just putting
no,
you on
I
mute.
Won't.
Producer, put the call on mute for me, please. Thank you, sir. We are reading an article. The headline of the article says, conflict on details of PM's new car. The article itself shares with us a statement from the office of the prime minister, and then it shares with us a statement from the financial secretary. We are finding it difficult, right? We are finding it difficult to understand exactly what is being said. Of course, we think the prime minister should have a new car if he needs it. One of the questions that arises in the critique is, and producer, you could take him off mute now. One of the questions that arises in the critique is, why didn't you know that the prime minister was going to need a new car? If in the article it says, Wilson asked why the acquisition of a vehicle would be news given the age of the vehicles in the prime minister's fleet. He added, we just leased 22 Ford Explorers for judges. That took us 2 years to negotiate, where the judges were saying the law says that vehicles are to be replaced every 3 years. Their vehicles were breaking down in the road. Why isn't that news? Right? So here's what we're saying, or what I am saying is, if you have a schedule and you know when the cars tend to break down, right? Why is it that we haven't been presented with a very clear policy statement that explains what's happening?
I'm prepared to have the prime minister get a car every 5 years.
Caller, you still there?
But I'm saying, like I've been, Ms. Neri said what he said to me. I said I might have been a miscommunication. I said that.
Okay, but the point is this. It's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still having so many miscommunications from various parts of the government? Why did you take the time to construct a press office? Why did you pull the best and brightest from your local journalistic pool to construct a press office? And still in 2024, every single issue is plagued with miscommunication.
But it happens in the great United States versus the first world country.
Man,
what's the difference with the Bahamas with
sir,
what
sir.
It seemed to be a third world
I appreciate
on
you,
Thursday,
caller.
We're talking about Sean McSweeney's concern about mediocrity. Right? That's where we can talk about that on Thursday. I expect better. I expect more. And particularly in a conversation where you're trying to convince me that you deserve the best, you need to show me that your performance warrants the best.
Let's go to these two callers. Then we take a commercial break. And so let's go to these callers. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Go ahead. That's you.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green, Ms. Neary.
Morning.
You know, I was prompted to call. You know, that last caller, I wanted to be as a woman. Because if we could like politicians, only love them. Listen, man. You guys said that the law says that a car could be needs to be changed every 3 years?
No, that's for judges. That's a particular discussion about judges. Right. And I referenced that in terms of their policy and planning.
All right. But in this day and time, and they're talking about being frugal and economics, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as maintenance? I mean, you know, man, Miss Green, you really believe a car needs to be changed every 3 years? If you maintain a car, once you buy a valuable car, or a car that is a sensible car that's either European, Japanese, American, whatever, right? You really think they wouldn't do that with their own money? What I'm saying is it's their hands have reasons to be in the corpus jar all the time. And what I'm saying is it sickens me for people to be still upholding these narratives. Now, you know, maybe 10 years. But what I'm saying is every 5 and 3 years, how is this sustainable is my question. And you're still talking about climate change when what I'm saying is it's all a fart. Everything produced produces carbon. Carbon is involved in over 6,000 reactions. I mean, I can't even count this. I mean, last I remember. But this is the reason why they tax carbon, because it's involved in everything. Mm-hmm. It's what they call an organic element. So you have phosphorus, oxygen, nitrogen, etc. But what I'm saying is you can't see the construct. We're talking one thing, but we're doing the next. So the less we use, then the less carbon we produce. So what about this is carbon footprint? Maybe some solidarity, catching the bus once a year, walking to work once a year in a group. Show me these things before you go around the world when they know the maths and the science don't match. They have no, when you go to the International Court of Justice for Climate Change, you have to produce the maths and the science to prove what you're saying. They don't. I think Australia and New Zealand got in trouble for that. So, you know, I wonder with these callers, man, Ms. Green. Come on, what are they going to do? Defend the indefensible all the time, every time? It's sickening for me. Would you change your car every 3 years, Ms. Green?
No, I'm trying to hold on.
If you buy expensive, so change the BMW, right? They pay 200 something. I don't have a problem with the PM ride and no car, you know. But what I'm saying is, what about maintenance?
Yeah.
I've been talking about it right now. Thank you very much for what you do. Aaron, if you're leasing the car, who's responsible for maintenance?
I got a text here that said that if you're leasing a car, then the entity that you're leasing it from is responsible for that. But I imagine it's the terms of the lease agreement.
And is the difference between leasing and renting, right? Because because they're still trying to lease a car from the dealership, but we are renting the car from somebody. Is it possible for us to find out the rent agreement, or that's private with our Bahamian funds?
I mean,
can we know who we rented the vehicle from, or that's private?
And this is my point, that to preclude, to erase, to make impossible, right? To erase all doubt, to ensure 100% confidence, why wouldn't you just present us with all the information? In a properly constructed report.
Let's quickly go to this call, then get a commercial break after this call.
Yeah, because we get like 47 texts.
And we go straight to all the 47 texts. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's happening to you?
Doing well. That's your 30 seconds.
I'm on to you again.
Morning.
Listen, this is why the Bahamian people treat the PLP the way they do. Or no. This whole situation is tough. The PLP blew the situation out of the world for no reason. The press secretary got a story. The director of communication got a story. Prime minister got a story. Chairman of the PLC got a story. Not the financial secretary got a story. They got five different stories.
Yeah.
Five different stories. This is a simple issue. Listen, the prime minister needs a car. He purchased a car. Let's finish. Everybody got a different story. So what are the Bahamian people expect to believe now that there's some underhand business going on with this car?
I just want to know who we rent the car from and how much.
What I find most amazing, right? The financial secretary said he doesn't know the fine details about the car, but still yet he knows the fine details about the former prime minister car.
His job is to know the fine details. The buck stops with him.
How can he not know the details about this one? But he asked the details about the car that you've been aiming for. You ain't see the politics in that?
Especially when we find out that it's the office of the prime minister that negotiates the lease and the rented.
But furthermore, that what was said was that to replace the car, the Ingram car, would cost $300,000. What I read didn't say that it cost. The cost was $300,000 when it was purchased. What I read was to get the same car again would cost $300,000.
Thank you very much, Carla.
my concern is that there's a lack of clarity, but further to that, the response to demands from clarity for clarity is always arrogant and condescending and flippant. Like, oh, y'all must want the prime minister to walk. No, we don't want the prime minister to walk, but the prime minister should be willing and prepared to do what the least of the citizens that he governs have to do as a matter of survival. And perhaps only then will the proper solutions be derived for the problem of the common man, if the political class is forced to live like the common man lives.
We're going to take a commercial break now. And again, my question is, does the Office of the Prime Minister, the Director of Communication, owe us a duty of care, the Bahamian people, to say, what is the rent agreement? How much money are we paying this private citizen, in quotes, to rent
the entity? Because we don't know what it is.
That's
how much are you
quotes.
Paying the yeah. entity yeah. that you're renting?
And who is the entity? Because he ain't no dealership. Anyway, we go on a break and come back. I see you, caller. We can read some texts and we come to you, caller. We'll be right back.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're talking about what's trending inside the news. And what is trending inside the news is so much different stance regarding this prime minister car. Apparently, we lease cars. We don't buy cars. But apparently, we buy cars instead of leasing cars. Sometimes, we even rent the cars. Apparently, the judges get cars changed every 3 years. The prime minister office, we're not sure, but he definitely has two cars that he can lease and rent. And I'm not sure if he's renting two cars or if he's renting one car, because everything is just confusing. We have a number of texts, but let's go to the caller first. Caller, you have 30 seconds, and then we go back to Aaron with these texts, okay? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, CA. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, morning.
Listen, you know, if we had a properly functioning public account committee, we would be able to get all of these answers, because that is that was designed to be like a commission of inquiry into government spending. But as you know, what happened the last time when the opposition tried to get answers from the government and have these people appear before the Public Accounts Committee, the Prime Minister instructed the Attorney General to don't allow these individuals to come and to give the Bahamian people the answers that they're seeking. And, you know, CA, I mean, it's really, you see, people watch the type of government, the way the government act is the same way that your citizens will act. If you are slack and you're hiding something, the citizens can be just like you. Old people say fish things from the head. What are you hiding? Okay? I mean, these are the answers that we are trying to find out. And you can't get one straight answer from nobody, you know. My two cents.
Thank you very much, Colin.
We need a functioning PAC because they will not give you the Freedom of Information Act. Mr. Mitchell say that's not a priority for them. So where are we supposed to get the answer?
That's
why people speculate. That's why all of these stories are popping up.
Thank you very much, Ben.
When will it end? When will it end? Aaron.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Me when.
You,
when will
you
all
speak
this
Spanish now. I see you. Aaron, I wonder, ask you, right, should we be concerned? The chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party says the FNMs who are concerned. They're trying to divide us. The Bahamian people are not concerned about if we leasing or renting or we buying. We just don't concern. But the FNM is them.
It's of the utmost importance, right?
And you,
to
you're concerned.
The government governing party. It's of utmost importance to ensure that we can only talk about and reconcile these things in the political terms that they have set up. See, they keep insisting on talking about the matter in terms of politics. Only the opposition concern. The opposition only making noise because they don't have anything else to say. And it totally negates contributions from the citizenry who are not just have a right to engage, but are obligated to do so as members of the society.
Let's go through these texts.
All right, a lot of texts here, some from the earlier show. You know what's really annoying? This habit people have when they're turning, of easing into the opposite lane. So annoying. You turn when there's space to turn, not when you're finally successful at blocking the road. You know them people who go right to turn left?
Mm-hmm.
You see turn signals? Hi. You are being unreasonable, Mr. Newry. They've been waiting for 16 years for just a 25-cent increase. Make noise and harp on the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they raised our BPL bills. Not a 25-cent increase for the first time in 16 years.
The Prime Minister has been waiting on a new car for 16 years, too.
No, it ain't been that long.
How long has it been? I sure it said 16 years.
No, it didn't say 16.
What it says? How long? Check it. No. Finish reading the text. We'll check it later on.
Well, Aaron just bumped the bus fare to $2 and called it a day. While we're on the topic of headlights, we need to talk about the amount of people driving at night with their high beams on. We have a vision crisis in the country, sir, and the government refuses not just to light the roads, but to light them properly. Another text, no drinking and driving, no open containers, and bus stops anywhere, even the middle of the dual carriage way. Yeah, what am I getting for the 25-cent increase? Am I going to get a better regulated bus service? Text, look like the PLP believe they run in the church, increase the offering and buy the pastor a luxury vehicle. Another text, the BMW the PM is riding in is provided by the dealer whom the new car was purchased from. I got a text that said, I need to see the lease. Another text says, great show as usual. This is how Haiti got the way it is now. Government just spending away the people's money. Another text. The PLP government does not care about Bahamians' feelings, needs, wants, safety. They only care about themselves, and they think that we are a bunch of conk. So they lie to us like fish all day. CA, can the PM please send some of that $19,000 that's being used to rent his vehicle to this Bahamian lady and her three kids? She needs help. She has cervical cancer and was in an accident and homeless. Anyone wants to reach out to her? Mrs. McKenzie, 4770523, please. Also, can't vehicles be fixed? Never seen any car part costing $20,000.
It's possible, man.
By the way, it is possible. Another text, Mr. Newry, please stop allowing these obvious PLP brown noses to call your show to defend things that they have no knowledge about, only a bunch of hot air. 52 made plenty sense. It's another text. Another text, government does not maintain its property. It's ridiculous. So the vehicles purchased do not serve full purpose like they were manufactured to do. Now, I am seeing a story that I need to see verified before I could read it online, but I've had about three or four texters text in a reason why the PM needs to replace the car. A critical question for interrogation would be, why are vehicles that are designed to last for decades falling apart after 3 to 5 years? This is concerning to the extreme for a country that has scarce resources. This is madness, really. Talk about living high off the hog. Another text, state car, two cars, easy to maintain, outfitted for security. There should be one model of government vehicle optimal for this role, with the expertise to maintain in-house and reflecting the values of our government. This matter is pure distraction and does not translate well to the poor and suffering. We should not be purchasing vehicles that are gas guzzlers or that we cannot find the parts for. Bus drivers giving out cup and baggie for the extra 25-cent increase on the bus. Dear text, I think it's important to not allow bus drivers and bus users to be pitted against each other when I'm certain that the state has a number of solutions at hand to bring balance for both the bus operator and the Bahamian bus user. Open topic Monday, UNSC at last passed a ceasefire for Gaza. Extremely late. How many died since the first veto? Israel still bombing Rafah even before a full-fledged ground invasion. Texter, we agree with you. What is going on in Gaza, in Palestine, in Israel is just unconscionable. It should not be happening. And here we have world leaders dancing around their own politics while people die needlessly, which is why that texters, the callers comment that, listen, send some of that money to PMH and buy three MRI machines. Somebody says Cassius Stewart was barred from beyond the headlines because could Ms. Green and Mr. Newry be recommended by the PM to be barred from these talk shows? I think that that's a, I don't think that's an insult. I'm hoping that that's just a critical interrogation of what is happening. And I read it because I don't think that, because, anyway, some people want to be your enemy. I don't know why. Wilson should not be saying, I don't like. What is the policies of this political appointed office holder? The PLP and FNM are renting the same vehicles? Absolutely. Mr. Newry, just a couple more texts. Good morning again. I have mixed feelings about the Prime Minister's chariot. On one hand, the Premier of a country, if only for the mere imagery to other world leaders, as well as for purposes of proper protection, assuming the car is fortified with anti-artillery bells and whistles, though I don't see our society being one that warrants such security measures. The person who holds the seat of Prime Minister should ride both in style and securely. Cost would not be an issue, as one, the current PM does not own the car, and whomever holds the seat after him will use the car as it belongs to the Bahamian people, and secondarily to the holder of the seat of the PM. On the other hand, however, with the country facing a decomposing public hospital, rising poverty levels, and other hardships, a $200,000-plus car may not be the best look or idea.
One more, because it's time to go.
Absolutely. Texters, I'm sorry that we couldn't get to every single text. Here we go, Wilson. Know exactly what the rental is. We can't say that. We can only say what he said. Thank you, Texter. Hi, Aaron and Yuri. Great show. Can you tell me what does the PM use his money for? He gets a salary by his own trans, the way things go
now.
To take
care of his family.
I would have put him in a cube. He only needs to get to work.
No, ain't that bad. Anyway, Aaron, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much for today's show. I want to rent one car. Anyway, have a wonderful day.